Radio 1.
Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
All right, forget the Champions League, right?
I can't.
This is the only Champions League that matters.
Right. What is it?
Pillow fighting. It's a national sport in calendar, right. And everyone wants to know what was the result of last night's Canadian PFL, Pillow Fight League.
Yeah.
I can now reveal it to you.
Please.
Remember, pillow fighting is an actual sport in Canada. Here's the result.
Digit doing a little bit of that psychological warfare there. Giving Betty a few of them shots on the butt there. Oh, and Betty takes her down one more time. Betty's got her down on the ground again. Can she flip her over? I don't know if Digit knows what to do in this situation as well.
Wow.
Digit?
Who's Digit?
Where's Digit come into it?
However, you'd watch that, wouldn't you?
I would definitely watch it, yeah.
Yeah. It's exciting.
I think you should bring it. Over here.
Well, I had a MySpace message yesterday from Fight Club, Pillow Fight Club.
All right.
In Cardiff. So, I mean, it's happening. It just needs kind of a bit more recognition. I think we can bring that.
Definitely. I'm more than happy to help you with that.
Meanwhile, back to the Canadian one.
Yes! Oh, Betty's on top of her! And Betty's got the pillow! Mission! But no, Digit has managed to flip her over. She's got her down. That's the time running out. The clock's running down. That's the bell! Referee Matt Patterson has stopped the fight.
Let's have a big hand.
This one's definitely going to the judges as well.
Winner by split decision, advancing to the next round in the tournament, Digit Jones.
I like a girl.
Is that actually on television? It's on TV in Canada.
So Digit's through, is
yeah,
she?
Yeah, Digit's
is
through. I'll keep you up to date if you
please
want.
Please do. I want to know her progress.
We've got to get our own PFL in this country. We really have.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, OK, it's time for Laura's new game, The Biggest Loser.
That's right. I can't wait for this.
OK.
So the idea, basically, we have to answer questions. Every time we answer a question, we get a letter.
When you answer it with yes,
yes, right,
then you get a letter
which will eventually spell out loser.
Yeah, so whoever gets there first is the biggest loser.
And the one that doesn't speak's in charge of the letters, is
yeah,
he?
Yeah, he's going to be like Carol Vorderman and hand you out a letter when you say yes.
Okay.
Was it you and me who was having a conversation about Carol Vorderman or Liz McDonald?
Yes, it was.
It was you and me, wasn't it? Yeah, we'll leave that there, don't we? Yeah.
Who did you go for again?
I think I might have gone for Liz McDonald.
I know, I know you went for
but
Liz.
But I think that was the red wine.
It
so,
was.
Anyhow.
No, can I just say?
Is that a letter? Do I get a letter already?
I think you've got the whole word. How could you choose Liz over Carol? Don't be ridiculous.
Well, I can't really remember what my train of thought was at the time.
We had quite a heated debate about this, I remember.
We did, actually. We got quite angry with each other over it, didn't we?
Anywho, back to the game.
I can't breathe.
Okay.
Okay, the first question is... Have you ever been booed off a karaoke stage before your song was finished? And this one goes to Chappers first.
No, because I've only done karaoke once. So, no, I haven't. I've been booed off stage loads of times, but never off a karaoke stage, which was what the question was.
What was your karaoke song?
Me and Dominic Byrne did something from Radiohead at Vernon.
Oh, that's cheery.
At Vernon. Was it at Vernon's? No, it might have been at Dave's 30th birthday party. It was truly awful. But
the one that doesn't speak did Radiohead once as well at karaoke.
Yeah.
Which one was it? Paranoid Android.
Paranoid Android. I didn't do that. It was very...
The place cleared.
It was very obscure. People were trying to eat their Chinese at the time, so they weren't really paying attention. So I wasn't booed off, no.
So no letter for you. Scott?
Mm.
Same question to you, my love.
Yes, I have.
When was that?
It was at the Chris Moyles karaoke night when I did Chacaron. Sadly, it didn't go down as well as I thought it would have done. It's just because I didn't know the song, and I just remember having like a whole sea of people just going, "What the hell are you doing?" You know that expression? They've got a kind of glazed over expression on their face. So yeah, yes, I have.
Does he get an extra?
So
does he get an extra letter because
he
got
L.
things thrown at him as well, not just booed?
No, he gets the L now. That's
L.
It.
Okay,
I might as well just give up on this game now.
No, I'm sure I'll come back.
There's my big L, which I'll put on my head.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. The next question, to you first, Scott, then. Have you ever had to improvise underwear?
In what way?
Well, you tell me.
Well, I need you to be a little bit more specific.
Well, have you ever had to wear something that maybe isn't your normal underwear?
No.
Are you sure?
I'm absolutely
sure. You paused for quite a long time.
I'm not quite sure what you're getting at, but no.
Maybe any ladies?
No. Are you asking me if I've ever worn crotchless panties? Is that what you're saying to me?
No.
Why?
Ladies' pants or...
No. Why would I... No. No, no. No. Chappers.
No. No, never. If I've ever... Like, that time when I saw myself on the tube, I just got rid of them, and so I just went commando. I've done commando a few times, and I once had to wear stockings when I played a prostitute in a school play. But apart from that, I've never had to improvise. Honestly, it took me ages to get the nail varnish off. I had nail varnish on for about a week.
They had a prostitute in your school play?
Yeah.
Please tell me that
and
was
you.
School.
And it was me, yeah. It was a very open-minded school.
What to do? Just stand under like a corner or something? Yeah.
I sat down. It was a conversation. I can't even remember what the play was now. Anyhow, I was a very convincing prostitute. But it wasn't improvising, so no. Fishnet stockings aren't half chilly, though. Mm. You don't half get a draft.
So I've worn tights once. That was also in a school play where I was the bard.
So, the bard?
And they were my teacher's tights.
Oh, that's wrong. Oh, he must get a letter for that.
Right, give him another letter. That is so wrong.
It's his teacher's tights.
Right, well, so
that wasn't even the question. Why have I got another letter?
Because you deserve it. Yeah. Now you've got an L and an O, haven't you? And Chopper, you've still got an O.
Yeah, nothing. No.
Okay, next question to you, Chopper. Have you ever stalked a celebrity in order to get your picture taken with them? I mean,
no. I'm sorry, no.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I don't stalk celebrities.
Okay, Scott?
No, never.
No.
Okay, then.
Although I might now consider it with Liz McDonald.
Scott?
Hmm.
You've stalked a celebrity, haven't you?
Who?
What about the other night after the Sony Radio Awards? You went for a drink afterwards, didn't you?
Yeah, but I wasn't stalking that person.
Have you or have you not had your picture taken with David Guest?
Yes, but you said stalk it.
Give him a letter.
Excellent.
Also, can I just say, yeah. That was Joe Wiley's idea.
Well, you were along. You were playing along, weren't you?
The Scott Mills Daily.
We'll get back to you about the Pillow Fighting League, but lots of people want to fight for their country in this new sport. So thank you for those. I think we should do like a celebrity league as well. I mean, like me, I don't know, having a pillow fight with Amy Winehouse, let's say. You'd watch that on a video, wouldn't you?
Amy Winehouse would absolutely nail you in a pillow fight.
Oh, see, that's the thing. You don't know that.
I'm
a celebrity
sure.
league like they do on Top Gear. That'd be brilliant. Seriously, I'm working on this.
She'd batter you, though.
Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, now it's time for our brand new game, and it's called Blow Your Load. Here's what we do.
So we've got these poppy sweet things. There are four packs each. You've got both the Tutti Frutti ones and an orange one and a strawberry one. Laura's got... what have you got there? Three orange and a strawberry.
Is this dangerous?
I probably wouldn't do it at home, really, because there are a few scare stories, I would say, coming in on the text.
Oh, good.
I don't know whether they're true or not.
I've just seen that one.
Yeah, about the migraine, still 18 years on.
I don't want
to. So I wouldn't do this at home. So you've got to put all these popping sweets into your mouth, and then there are two cups of fizzy drink by the popping sweets, and the idea is to get as much bubbles and as much fizz in your mouth as possible. It's to see how much you can actually fit of the bubbles in your mouth.
Okay.
But you and Laura are going to be right up close to each other, and the winner is the one who manages to keep everything in their mouth. The loser is the one who blows their load over the other one.
But surely I'm going to end up blowing my load over Laura, or vice versa.
Yeah, right. That's exactly the plan.
Okay. Fine.
We are going to film it as well, so okay. are you ready?
Yeah. Okay.
Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Right. You've got your four packs of sweets each.
Huh?
Right. I've opened them already, Scott. You're right. I've thought about it, right. So down the hatch. You're going to have to go a bit quicker than this. Right, down the hatch. Right. And the second packet. Come on.
Quite full.
Come on. Come on. The second pack. Come on.
I can't fit anything else in my mouth.
Quick, you definitely can, Laura.
I can't.
Come on. One more, Laura. And now... Oh, it's revolting. You are disgusting eaters, the two of
you. Right, now get the fizzy drinks down here. And you have to try and keep it all in your mouth for as much as long as possible.
This is revolting.
You look really attractive.
A bit more, Scott. A bit more, a bit more. Get close, you big girl. That's to you, Scott. Get close to her, Scott!
Radio 1. Craig's been on, he's just finishing work. He says, I think Chopper's right. Listening to Amy Winehouse, she would batter you in a pillow fight.
I really do think she would. I think you need to... I mean, you're quite new to the pillow fighting thing, aren't you?
What, and she does it all the time, does she?
Well, no, but I'm just saying, looking at her, I would suggest that she might have... I've seen you try to throw, so I'd suggest that she has more natural ability.
We can make an evening of it, me and Amy, some wine, pillow fighting.
Okay.
I live near her as well, I think. Get to pot round.
Is it going to take place in your house, this league?
Don't know. I'd quite like that.
All of a sudden it has a slightly seedier context to it. I really don't want to be coming round to your house every week for the pillow fighting league.
Hello, is that Justin Timberlake? I'm having a pillow fight tonight.
Yes, I am.
Also, though, Amy hasn't seen my pillows. I've got one of those really good ones that sinks, that moulds into your neck. I tell you, they got some force on them.
That could knock her out, could it?
Yeah, my eyes are probably from Matalan or something, and this is like a massive one. Tell you. Anyway, Amy, if you're up for it, if you're listening. The Scott Mills Daily. Also, I want to recount, how come you didn't get a letter for soiling yourself on the tube? Retrospectively, let's give him a letter,
No, because
please.
It was a medical condition. I can't. You just give me an L for being ill.
Also, right, I can see where this is heading now. The questions are blatantly all rigged against me.
They are not.
Yes, they are. You've tailored the questions around me, so I become the loser. Just Scott's the loser, how we all are.
It's probably just pure fleet. You're getting a letter, a question at the moment.
Okay, this is the biggest loser. It's Laura's a Mezza new game.
What letters have you got?
L, O and S.
And Chopper, you've got an L, haven't you?
Yeah.
Okay, the next question then. Chopper, you answer it first. Okay. Have you ever stolen toilet paper from a public loo to replace a roll at home?
No, because I don't know.
From the pub or something?
No.
Why does that make you a loser?
Because I don't go to public toilets. I can't have a poo in public toilets.
Oh, yeah, you've got a problem with that, haven't you?
I have a real phobia against... I can only go to urinals, not into... I don't really want to go into this very much, but I can't sit on public toilets because it's just dirty.
You've got the fear, haven't you?
I have the fear, yeah.
Like Janet Jackson.
And hovering is just too uncomfortable, and you always think that the last bit might get stuck.
Why don't you do what she does and demand a brand new toilet seat everywhere you go?
Because if I did that, I might as well just get all the letters now.
Chopper, what happens if you need more than a wee?
I time it so that I never have to.
You time it?
Yeah.
What, like an egg timer?
No, I just make sure that I always go at home or I go here at Radio 1.
Right, what was the question again? I've lost interest.
The question is, have you ever stolen toilet paper from a public loo to replace a roll at home?
Yeah.
When?
I thought everyone did that. Well, you know what it's like.
No, I don't.
No, you know, it's late at night, there's no shops open. Been to the pub, nick one from the pub, put it in your bag, no one knows.
Oh, give him a letter.
That is just... Also, isn't it really rough and like the tracing paper stuff? It's uncomfortable.
No, you don't go to the same pubs as me.
But you only need one more letter and you win.
Yeah, well, I told you, it's rigged against me.
It's really not. Mm. Okay, next question. Scott, you answer this first. Has a bailiff ever come after you?
What, ran after me?
Interpret that as you will.
Yes.
When?
Oh, it was when I was doing early breakfast. Like, you know what it's like. You get up really early in the morning, 2 o'clock in the morning, you just drink wine, you don't pay bills. And then... at some point, there's a knock, knock, knock on the door, and you look through your curtains, and, here's the bailiff. And he's just coming to get what is rightfully his. So, yes, I have.
What bill had you paid, and how much had you let it go?
It was some parking fines. So what that used to happen on quite a regular basis to me and the one who didn't speak.
That really doesn't surprise me.
So, yes, I'm a loser, hooray.
Well, that's it, you've
have
won.
Have I won the game?
Let's spell it out. L-O-S-E-R. That's you. Radio 1.
This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.